Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It is great to have you with us. It's an honor, actually, to have each and every one of you in the audience today. You know, it's the end of the week, and that means it's Freedom Friday, where I, as your humble radio talk show host, give you the freedom to call and talk about anything political over a cup of coffee that you want to talk about today. It doesn't have to be anything on my plate. It's whatever you want to talk about. And you know, it's just really easy. You just pick up the phone, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. It's easy. Just call 503-589-1220 or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220. .am, Jeff at 1220.am, like our faithful liberal listener, Wilbur, who says, I've always found it interesting how conservatives never admit any wrong. You know, Wilbur, you don't listen to conservative talk radio much, do you? Because obviously you listen to this show a little bit, and I appreciate that, Wilbur, even though you and I don't agree on very much. But I got to tell you something. If you were listening closely, you couldn't really say that. Because I have admitted many times, but I'm wrong. So, Wilbur, you need to just sort of think about that. Also, Dwight sent me a great email entitled, Heads Up, Coronavirus, folks. Could be a lot more serious than originally thought. It evolved in China, was spread by rats and snakes. Only recently was discovered that it could be contracted by human-to-human contact. This is especially alarming because the disease has a two-week incubation time. Therefore, large numbers of humans could contract the disease without being aware of it. So let me ask you this. Are you worried about coronavirus? You want to talk about that? Art also sent me a great article. It's about how Oregon's graduation rate has improved. It's now topping 80%. That's a good thing, right? Still below the national average. Can we get there? Yeah, we can. But is it money related? No, it isn't. And in fact, I think because of the emphasis driven by the people who run Oregon's politics at the bureaucratic level, that ODE will be forced by the governor, and this is my prediction, to continue to teach things that don't really prepare people, kids, our kids, our grandkids, for life. Oh, yeah, they'll know all about man-made global warming and climate change. They'll know all about how important it is to recycle so that you don't have these mythical islands of trash that nobody seems to be able to find a picture of anywhere to prove floating around in the Pacific. And how you got to ban plastic bags. Oh, they'll know all about that. They'll know all about race. They'll know all about abortion and sex change operations. Paid for by the taxpayers that parents can't stop at young as ages 15. They'll know all about that. But will they know American history? Will they know of the great principles and the values of the founders that are the basis of this nation being what it is and what it is to the world? Now, let me go to a topic that I teased you with yesterday that I want to get into today. And it relates to Oregon. It relates to what's going to happen here in the February special session. It relates to the Republicans walking out at some point and denying the Democrats the ability to ram their far-left, regressive, totalitarian, Marxist agenda down our throats. And I'm not just talking about cap and tax scam, folks. I'm talking about gun bills. I'm talking about the potential for other things like taking away your parental rights, and not just with vaccinations, folks. That's only part of it. All of that can be stopped. So yesterday I teased you, and as we went through yesterday's program talking about going on offense and how important it is and how that, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm not very confident that Oregon's political leaders that are Republican anyway in the legislature have truly bought into the success they have. I know this sounds strange, but I'm not sure they've truly bought into the success that they had, they achieved, at least the Senate Republicans did, in walking out for 9 days. Now, I will tell you, based on conversations that I have had, and I want to get into this subject, what's the long-term benefit if Republicans walk out today? There's a short-term benefit, and there's a negative short-term benefit. But is there really a long-term benefit that benefits us as conservatives, us as constitutional, liberty-minded people in this movement that is growing? Timber Unity is a big part of this, folks. So also is the Oregonians for Medical Freedom. So also is the Old Believers community and the Slavic Vote community. They're all part of this growing and emerging, truly grassroots organization, folks. And they are aligning themselves with the Republican Party, which is good in my personal opinion. I often say, and I want you to truly believe this, because this is true, I am a conservative first. Now, I'm a Republican second, folks. If the Democrat Party were conservative and stood for the founders' principles and values that have made America the shining city on the hill, if that's what the Democrat Party stood for and the Republican Party didn't, I'd be a Democrat. But it isn't. In fact, it's quite the opposite. So, let me tell you what I think the long-term benefit for conservatism in Oregon is and how it's going to make a difference. Republicans walking out had a number of benefits that the rhinos in the Senate Republicans, and there are a couple, did not want. And Corby, thanks for the email, by the way. I got an email from Corby. It's about the coronavirus potentially killing as many as 65 million people. And I think that's a bit strong, but, you know, it is pretty deadly. Are you worried about it? What do you think? It's Freedom Friday, by the way. You can talk about what you want to talk about. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. What's the long-term benefit of Republicans walking out of the legislature and denying the Democrats the ability to have quorum and pass anything of any substance? Well, all right. So yesterday we talked about how Kate is trying to bribe them in essence or make it hard for them at home and with their constituents if they walk out, because she's saying, you know, well, we're going to spend a lot of money to help these forest fires in these rural districts, because she knows that's where the battle is. She cannot be seen, and the Democrats cannot be seen as only representing the urban areas in the big, in Portland, frankly. And that is an emerging thing that so many in the rural areas who have voted Democrat are starting to realize now. Now, there's some anecdotal evidence of that, but the reality is that she's going to try to buy them off. She's going to try to triangulate them, make it hard for them to walk away. If they do, and they stop her agenda, all of it, including making some minor adjustments to the budget, which my prediction to you is they will blow that up to make it bigger than it really is. Okay, they're going to try to use the Republicans' walkout against them in the short term in the election. And there might be some people that buy into it. That's one of the negatives. What are the benefits? Well, here's the first one. And this is the short term. And I'll get into the long term stuff when we come back from the break in a couple of minutes. But here's the short term benefit. Republicans, when they walk out, they literally stop anything bad from happening that hurts their constituents. That's the first thing. That's a huge benefit if you believe in the Second Amendment. It's a huge benefit if you believe in your God-given rights to not only defend yourself with a gun, but your right to not have tyrannical government imposed over your life. Like this story today about Greg Walden cheering Trump's rollback of the unnecessary, and if you watch the Fox News Chiron, you'll see it, the unnecessary Obama-era expansion of the Clean Waters Act. Now, the Democrats will try to use it. That's the kind of camel with the nose under the tent thing that happens all the time. And it'll happen with cap and tax. The benefit, the first short-term benefit is it doesn't get passed. We don't get hurt. And I think there's very little downside, very little negative to the Republicans walking out, denying quorum, and the Democrats simply cannot conduct business. Now, there are other benefits, but I want to quickly get to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, you got a couple of minutes. Go on Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
I recently purchased a book that I got it at a secondhand store, 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Save the Earth. And the very first page is the greenhouse effect. And so on this first page, there's probably at least 10 lies, maybe more, about the greenhouse effect. And I wanted to remind people that Al Gore is was the one who created the video, The Inconvenient Truth. And he flew all over the world promoting it and preaching his gospel. Gospel means good news, so maybe that's the wrong word. But anyway, he has contributed highly to people believing his video. And that video was shown in every American school. And it really has been promoted, this idea has been promoted to the kids to the point that they really believe that the earth needs saving. And so when we talk against it without having a lot of provable facts, we sound like we're Neanderthals to them, because they believe they have all the facts. And so they believe that what Governor Brown is doing is saving them and the earth. And we need to have facts on our under our belt that are provable facts. And I don't know that I know all the facts.
And you're right about that, Rebecca. Well, unfortunately, we're at the end of the time. Thank you for your thoughts. Those facts have to be delivered emotionally. This segment has been brought to you by our friends at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They sell CBD CannaShield products. It's really good. You can trust it because I do. Check them out. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically over a cup of coffee? Anything's on the table today, because you're in control. Well, to a point anyway. I still have to go to breaks and tell you about our advertisers. Great ones like Diamond Royalty Rides. You know, it really is true. If you want to do something special for someone, make them feel incredibly special, why don't you go buy a limousine, rent a limousine and a driver with all the great amenities for someone special in your life? Maybe for a special occasion, or maybe just because you want to make them feel really special. Because that's what riding in a limousine does for you. Why don't you go to their website, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. By the way, if you missed this, I'm going to get back in a moment. Just hang on. Get back to more of the long-term, well, the short-term and the long-term benefits of Republicans walking out of the next legislative session that starts on February 3rd here in Oregon. But if you folks, you need to be paying attention, watching Fox News at noon Eastern, which is 9 o'clock our time. Rudy Giuliani was on Fox this morning, folks. He's going to go public with some of the research today, and then next week, every day, more research proving, he says, Biden corruption, including Joe Biden, in the Ukraine, because Rudy's been there a bunch. Now, I'm telling you, I think this was all done on purpose, because yesterday, Adam Schiff and the Democrats opened the door for witnesses, especially Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. They really did. By what they said yesterday, I believe that's the genesis of why, because they mentioned Rudy Giuliani. Folks, Rudy wouldn't be doing this if he thought it would hurt the president and the president's case. My guess is they're coordinating, they should be, with his legal counsel and the case that they're about to present, which starts tomorrow. He's going to go public with this at noon today. You should be watching. I'm going to try to. Noon Eastern. That's 9 a.m. our time. It's going to be powerful because he has actual evidence. Now, that'll blow this thing up. If Rudy wants to testify, and, you know, folks, he prosecuted people very successfully as a U.S. attorney in Southern District of New York. He knows what he's doing. Anyway, long-term benefits, short-term benefits, Republicans walking out of the next legislative session, denying a quorum and nothing happening that's bad for our conservative principles and values. This is why the timber unity movement and this emerging grassroots movement that's more than just timber to unity, why it matters and why this February 6th rally matters and why you should be there is because it not only stops bad things from happening policy-wise, but it puts the Democrats in a box. Because now the fact that Republicans did this inspires people like me, and I think you, that have deep questions about Republicans' ability to adapt and see the road for the path forward of how you can bring Oregon back to some balance of power. And not just with elections. It's culminated in elections, but it's really the balance of power in people's political alignments. You see, the benefit is short term, that you inspire people. This is so desperately needed. You know, after the failures of Newt Bueller and the other moderates who have run for political office in Oregon, spending record amounts of money, Republicans have been dispirited. And frankly, it didn't say much to the independent crowd. These are the people that are not part of the independent party, folks. These are the unaffiliated voters, soon to be the largest voting bloc in the state. Those people are looking for a leader. Some of them lean left, some of them lean conservative. The Democrats are worried about that, right? Okay. This inspires those swing voters. That makes a difference. Makes a difference in the upcoming legislative elections, folks. Big time. Again, you got to understand, folks, only 3,000, a change of 3,000 votes in certain legislative districts, and the Democrats would not have had the majorities to pass anything that was damaging to us. Certainly not the sales tax. But they would not have had the majorities to have passed in the Senate cap and trade. It inspires people to believe. Now, that means, here's the fruit of that, the benefit from it. You now start attracting quality candidates to run for office. Now, Bill Post last night said that, you know, he put forward a list of people, Republicans, Bill's very much involved in getting Republican House candidates up and running and getting them filed for office and who it's going to be. The Timber Unity Movement, and it's incredible, true grassroots movement that is far beyond Timber Unity, as I've articulated, that is helping that to occur. If Republicans walk out because they know we, the conservatives of the state, have their back, and we're going to fight for them in some of these districts, they will inspire a lot of these unaffiliated voters, a lot of these Democrat voters that have been just voting party line, but now recognize how that is not beneficial to them, especially in these rural areas. They now come closer to being politically aligned with us. Maybe they're not Republicans, but they will vote with us. That's okay. Now, the long-term benefit of this is even more profound, folks, because it relates to how are the Democrats going to deal with this? Remember I said it put them in a box? In the short term, it puts them in a box as to how they're going to try to use their heavy-handed tactic, and they will, mark my words, during the legislative session, if Republicans walk out. That includes outrageous fines the Republicans will have to fight in court. Let the music play, play, but other things. And I'm going to talk about the true long-term venue. Long-term. When we come back. Freedom Friday, 6:30. What do you want to talk about? Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour, friends. It's Freedom Friday. It means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically over a cup of coffee here on Political Coffee. Doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. And it's easy. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am and I will do my darndest to read it on the air. We are going to go to the phones in a moment, but I want to complete a couple of things I need to do first. And one of them is completing my predictions as to what I think the long-term benefits are to us, constitutional conservatives, freedom-loving, liberty-minded conservatives in this state. But I also want to share with you, you know, the reason we're able to do this show and to have you call in and write me emails and participate is because people pay for that, because it costs money to do this stuff. They are our advertisers. And one of them is Eric Azor of Righteous Renovations, LLC. If you're looking for a bathroom remodel, maybe a kitchen remodel, maybe some general rebuilding work, maybe a deck, you should call him. He's an honest guy. He's a man of faith. That's why he puts himself out there to a very high standard by putting the word righteous in the name of his company. That ought to inspire confidence in you. Eric Azor. RighteousRenovations.com. Check them out on the web. There's some great testimonials at RighteousRenovations.com. 503-341-3816. I'll repeat that number for you. 503-341-3816. The long-term benefit of Republicans walking out is They forced the Democrats to become bullies. Nobody likes a bully. You see, what the Democrats will try to do then is to try to change Oregon's constitution, to change the quorum rules. Because right now that's set in Oregon's constitution, and only the people can vote to do that. That will be, as I predict to you, universally across this state, talked down, viewed very negatively by not just talk radio folks, by the newspaper editors across the state, opinion sites. It'll be viewed as very heavy handed, and frankly, it'll be viewed as them trying to cook the books. And it'll be unfair. And I'm telling you, there is opportunity there. Again, with the persuadables. You don't worry about the people that can't be persuaded. You have the opportunity, and we have the opportunity, to influence those who are persuadable. Now, long-term benefit. So if Democrats try to do that, it'll fail. That's my prediction to you, for a whole host of reasons. But it's a great opportunity for Republicans then to use that as an issue in the short term and then the long term. You see, the long term is all Republicans have to do is to stand firm and threaten to not show up, to walk out again. Doesn't matter how much money you want to try and fine us, we're going to stand up for what we believe. That forces the Democrats to have to negotiate with Republicans. And if they don't do it in good faith, Republicans just use that card, play that card. That means that is the best opportunity for our Republicans to try to negotiate better things. Now, it doesn't mean that they're always going to be successful necessarily. And it doesn't mean that, again, they're not going to accept ideas that are the camel with the nose under the tent, that don't get that aren't eventually expanded by the bureaucracy or the far left totalitarian regressive Marxists that run this state, governors, House members, or whatever. But it means that we have the opportunity to actually demand changes to bad ideas. Maybe we can't stop it, or maybe we can. And, you know, one of those things would be if Republicans walk out this time and they can't pass it, and they realize they can't try to change, make an effective case to change Oregon's constitution, because you know what they're doing right now? I'll tell you what they're doing. And then I'm going to shut up and go to the phones here. What they are doing, what I would be doing, I'd be polling and holding focus groups right now, trying to understand how would it be received if we tried to change the Constitution to not allow the minority party to stand up to tyranny. Now, they wouldn't put it that way, but I'd be focus grouping it. I'd be polling it. If they don't do that, or if they do it and it comes back, it'd be negative and it'll cost you the maybe control of the legislature. They're not going to do it, folks. So it forces them then to have to negotiate. That's not a bad thing. What do you think? 503-589-1220. I'm just throwing that out there. I think the short-term and long-term benefits far outweigh any negatives. Now, having said that, let me also talk for a moment about the negatives, and then I'll go to the phone. Here's the reality. Republicans have to use these issues skillfully and emotionally. Rebecca talked about facts. Yes, facts matter. But only if they are presented in an emotional manner. You look at the lying that Adam Schiff and his colleagues are doing in these impeachment trial hearings. It's stunning. And they're doing it as an emotional level. They're trying to make the argument that, It's the right thing to do. Right. Trump is wrong. This is all about an election, which is what they said. They can't beat him with people at an election. They have to try to beat him through impeachment. That's an emotional argument. Republicans in Oregon have to learn from Trump. They have to go forward with powerful facts delivered emotionally. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, we'll start first with you.
Just facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Hey, Jeff, I listened to the show last night, and I think you're hearing me kind of off and on and stuff like that, but it came out pretty dang clear on the show, so I don't know how we resolve that problem.
Well,
but
you're much better today in terms of what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but anyways, so to Rebecca, we've talked about a lot of facts, you know, concerning climate change. It's gone on forever, and I don't know if you – well, she should have been listening when I said, hey, you know, there were threats of us going into an ice age when I was younger, and of course it didn't happen, and those are the facts that she needs to use. But let me say, Jeff, that we must protect our rights and our Republican senators' rights to freedom of speech, like I said the other day, because the Democratic Party don't believe in rights unless it's their rights. The rest of us be damned. And so we got to keep pounding and pounding on that. And our senators, like I said the other day, must say, hey, it's lawful for us to walk out and voice our opinions, saying, hey, you know, we're not doing the right thing. Freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera. And they have to stand up for their rights and our rights, Jeff. And our rights are to be heard and not be left out of the conversation with the Democrats do all the time. They meet behind closed doors. They strategize. And they actually, unfortunately, in my opinion, screw the Oregon people. They do it consistently just so they could support their private interest groups like, the unions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we must continue to fight the fight, and all of our senators must stand up for our rights and their rights to protest and to speak out in any legal way that they can. This garbage about fining them for doing that is unconstitutional, and they'll win that fight in court.
I hope you're right, my friend. And you sounded great today. I appreciate it. Thanks, Art. Let's move to Bruce, who's on the line. Bruce, good morning. Your thoughts on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, as a candidate for House District 17, I'm really concerned about a report I just saw about the illegal aliens who we have incarcerated in our prisons. And the report indicated there's over 800 from around the world that we have incarcerated in our prisons, and 90% of them come from the Americas, not United States or that, but they're illegal aliens here in America, and the top four crimes that it listed that they is sex abuse. Sounds like I'm running into the...
Yeah, well, why don't you hang on through the break, Bruce, because you're making an important
point.
All right,
sounds good.
We'll be back with Bruce in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
We are young.
Anything's on the table. It's 48.
Heartache to heartache, we say.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till 6 o'clock. We'll be talking to Bruce in a moment, who's a candidate for my old House seat in the Oregon House of Representatives. Friends, you know, this is wintertime, and if you got a furnace or a heat pump that's not working right, better fix it now. Because you know what? If you don't, you might just have a real problem in the middle of a really big cold spell. It's a great reason for you to call Freedom Heating and Air LLC of Salem. They've got a great website, freedomheatingandair.net, not .com. Freedom Heating and Air, all one word, .net. We've also got a great Facebook page, which you can go to, Freedom Heating and Air, LLC of Salem. They've been in business 40 years, folks. They have some great specials going on, like for businesses, like ice machine specials right now, repair. But frankly, you know, they also have an emergency service. If maybe you've let that heat pump go a little bit too long without getting it checked out, believe me, I've had this happen, folks. And then you got to call them. Well, they can come and help because that's what they do. So why don't you check them out? freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net or on Facebook. Back to Bruce, who's on the line. Bruce, so you were starting to talk about these foreign nationals, which are, in essence, illegals, that are incarcerated in Oregon at our expense. The largest group by far are illegal aliens who have committed sex crimes. You think most people know that? Do we have Bruce?
Yep. Yes, we do.
There we go.
Hey, so,
all right.
So I guess my point is when this governor became governor, she wrote an executive order that basically changed our anti-profiling bill into a sanctuary state status bill. All 752 of these people who are in prison have ICE retainers on them for immigration, but our law prohibits our law enforcement from actually notifying the federal immigration service when these people are released or paroled. So the immigrant communities in Oregon are not safe. These people get released back into those communities, and they continue to commit these crimes. Top crime, sex abuse, rape, homicide, and sodomy. Those are the top four. My concern is the very top county that has the most incarcerated is Marion County, followed by Washington County, then Multnomah County, which are counties that are have way more population than Marion County. So being somebody who's going to represent House District 17, I'm very concerned of that. The cost to Oregonians is $30 million a year to keep these people incarcerated. And we need to have the sanctuary status that Oregon, that this governor supports, I believe, is unconstitutional. It's unlawful and unconstitutional, and we need to do everything we can to recall her, get a new governor in there, which, you know, I've tried, and I'll keep trying. We need a new governor that's going to turn Oregon in a conservative direction. You can read that on my Facebook page, Bruce Cuff for Constitutional Conservative Leadership in Oregon. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Bruce. Quick question for you before you go.
Yeah.
If in the future you get elected to the House of Representatives, will you walk and deny the Democrats quorum?
Absolutely. I'm encouraging our members right now, when we get to that February 6th rally, I hope the message is, senators, House members, walk away. There's nothing good going to come out of this session, regardless of the stuff that they say they're going to put forth. You ask senators that made deals with Kate Brown to pass the transportation package. They didn't get what they were promised. So don't trust her. Don't trust anything that governor does.
Well said. Thanks, Bruce.
Yep.
All right, friends, we've got 2 or 3 minutes left here. Let me just sort of wrap up and sum up this week. This week we have seen the beginning of an impeachment trial, which those of us who know the truth know is all based on a hoax and a lie. The most important thing I want to encourage you to do is to, again, be educated on the facts and then figure out how to talk about, as we suggest regularly, these issues that affect our life. Impeachment, what Bruce just talked about. Talk about these issues with people who are persuadable, but talk about them in an emotional way. That's one of the things you can do to return Oregon back to a semblance of balance, because it is not balanced, folks. The other thing that is so important is that you pray. Cannot emphasize this enough. Prayer is real. It works, folks. In fact, there's been some interesting scientific studies done about prayer, and it proves that it works in a number of ways. You need to pray for our leaders. The hardest thing for me to do is to pray for Pelosi, Schumer, and Kate Brown. I can't tell you how hard it is, folks, but we need to. We need to pray for great wisdom. We need to pray that if they will not listen to wisdom, that their evil ideas are stopped. And that leads us back to how you can help make that happen. You can help make it happen by doing a number of things, showing up, going on offense like we talked about yesterday. One of the ways you can do that is to show up for the Rally for Life tomorrow at 2:15. I hope that's the right time. I think that's the right time on the state capitol for life. And then show up February 6th, the Timber Unity Rally. Make contact with your legislators. Tell them you got their back, the Republicans. Encourage them to walk out if they have to. You'll be there to defend them in the next election, because there are incredibly strong long-term benefits to Republicans using repeating a successful tactic. And that was denying the Democrats quorum. Because it inspires people who are looking for a champion to stand up and not be afraid to fight for their principles and their values. This is what the left does, and that's what they say they're doing all the time. People buy into it. Our side, as Art said, is just the facts, ma'am. Unfortunately, those facts not presented in an emotional way that grabs people's souls will not win the day in this day and age of a culture that has changed and is changing on us. What Bruce just talked about, those issues of illegal aliens costing us not just a lot of money, but their impact on our culture and our society, those illegal aliens that are going to prison for sex crimes, that has to be presented in an emotional way, because it blunts what you're going to hear, the accusations of racism and everything else. Pray and be active, friends. Be blessed, each and every one of you. Thanks for listening. I am deeply grateful. We'll be back Monday. Listen to the podcast, because it'll all be up. See you then.